Good morning, it's Monday, June 13th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Could our extended wet spring be behind us? Forecasts suggest a dry but cool week ahead with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the 60s. Monday's high will be 62 degrees with a low near 50. A 40-year-old man was charged Friday in the stray bullet killing of a woman at a Spanaway gas station. The murder suspect was arrested 4 days after the shooting on unrelated felony charges. Jermel Warren was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with second-degree murder, 3 counts of first-degree assault and second-degree unlawful possession of a firearm, according to court records. Superior Court Commissioner Craig Adams set bail at $3 million during Warren's arraignment Friday afternoon. A plea of not guilty was entered on the defendant's behalf. In setting bail, Adams cited Warren's horrific criminal history and said community safety was at issue. Prosecutors said the defendant has been booked into Pierce County Jail 18 times and has had more than 30 cases referred to the Pierce County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. The man was on community custody when the shooting occurred and has multiple pending cases in Superior Court, including charges of first-degree assault, second-degree domestic violence assault and DUI. Renee McLean, who has worked for the Washington State Fair for the past 26 years, will become the organization's first female CEO in its 122-year history when she starts October 1st. She will take over when Kent Hojum, her boss of 17 years, retires at the end of September. When McLean started at the fair in the 1990s, most of her work centered around the organization's finances. But as her tenure extended, she found opportunities to showcase her creativity. Recently, she had a large role in creating Holiday Magic, a program that displays a variety of festive winter lights throughout the fairgrounds. The next 4 months will be busy for the incoming CEO. McLean is tasked with hiring someone to fill her old position and an empty chief operating officer role, preparing for the Taste Northwest July event, and developing a plan for the fair's future for board members and other stakeholders. The city of Tacoma will recognize the newly created federal holiday by holding Juneteenth, Freedom Celebration on Wednesday. It will be the first time the city celebrates June 19 since it became a federal holiday last year. The City of Tacoma Office of Equity and Human Rights is sponsoring the event. The event at Tollison Plaza, 1548 Commerce Street, will be from noon to 1 p.m. and include speeches from Mayor Victoria Woodards, Evergreen State College Dean Marcia Tatarunga, Tacoma poet Lydia Valentine and artist and muralist Dion Bonner. Food will be available from food trucks in the plaza. June 19 is an officially observed holiday in the city after the council passed an ordinance in December. Juneteenth commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. An opinion from the state's high court in the case of a man arrested in Pierce County says race and ethnicity have to be considered when analyzing whether someone has been seized by police. The case involved a man who gave a Pierce County sheriff's deputy a fake name and date of birth. He argued that he was unlawfully seized before he gave the deputy that information, and the justices agreed. They reversed the state court of appeals' earlier decision in the case 9-0, ruled that the man's statement needs to be suppressed and sent the case back to Pierce County Superior Court for further proceedings. The High Court's opinion, released Thursday, outlines that someone has been seized by law enforcement if based on the totality of the circumstances, an objective observer could conclude that the person was not free to leave, to refuse a request, or to otherwise terminate a police encounter due to law enforcement's display of authority or use of physical force. The opinion further clarifies that, for purposes of this analysis, an objective observer is aware that implicit, institutional, and unconscious biases, in addition to purposeful discrimination, have resulted in disproportionate police contacts, investigative seizures, and uses of force against BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, people of color, in Washington. A 44-year-old man who previously pleaded guilty to fatally shooting his 72-year-old stepfather last year at a property in Edenville has been sentenced to more than 12 years in prison. In a memorandum describing mitigating factors meant to be taken into consideration for sentencing, the victim's partner described how she and her son, Ryan Harris, experienced years of verbal and physical abuse at the hands of Mark Prey. Harris shot Prey twice during an argument in a wood shop on the family's property, then hit his body about 100 feet away, according to court documents. The defendant told investigators Prey accused him of stealing beer, then threw a hammer at him, grazing his face with the handle. Harris then went inside a house on the property, took his stepfather's handgun and shot him. Harris was sentenced Tuesday in Pierce County Superior Court for second-degree murder. A shooting in the 8800 block of South Hosmer Street in Tacoma early Saturday morning left two men injured, one with life-threatening injuries, according to police. Two men, 35 and 37, were dropped off by a private vehicle at a local hospital after 3 a.m. on June 11, police said. Both were reported to be in serious condition. The 35-year-old situation was life-threatening, but he was stable as of later Saturday morning, according to Wendy Hatto, spokesperson for the Tacoma Police Department. The 37-year-old was in serious but stable condition. The two victims did not appear to have been shooting at one another, said Hatto. Multiple witness accounts from the parking lot did not make clear where the gunfire originated. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.